The contents of this podcast might refer to information that has changed since the moment of its recording. Follow us on Twitter at Project Noom to keep up with our latest updates.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and get started with maybe some introductions? Why don't we start with Patrick? Why don't you introduce yourself, your company, and just a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in music?
Sure, sounds good. So I'm Patrick. I'm the founder of NMaker. I started with Cardano in 2017 as like a silent observer. And then right after NFTs came out for the very first time, I built NFT Maker, as it was called back then, which was the very first time that people could actually do something on Cardano except sending ADA from A to B and staking them, and except, you know, minting some of the larger collections like the Spacebots and stuff like that. And since then, I've become, you know, full-time Cardano. I started a company and I'm really focused on essentially like onboarding the world to Cardano. I truly believe that, you know, NFTs can reshape the way we interact with ownership in general. And while profile pictures are very nice, they're only just the beginning. And yeah, and that's what we do. So NMaker is NFT infrastructure. That's how we like to call it.
Okay, let's go over to Jimmy Londo from Six City. Tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Six City and what you guys do over there, and why you're in the music space.
My name is Jimmy Londo, the owner of Six City. Me personally, I've been a musician since 2005, 2006. Kind of a late bloomer. I didn't have much interest when I was younger, but really as I started getting older and having some more some friends who were more into that stuff, they definitely played a huge part in me kind of getting into that. But Six City exists today to provide essentially promotion, minting, consultation, any kind of services that I can provide for musicians. Like I'm a big, for a lot of you who are in the space, we've talked, I see tons and tons of people that I've worked with, you know, over the last year, and I appreciate everybody being here. Really we've really started creating a space where musicians can come in and get the exposure that they otherwise wouldn't get on a global basis. And, you know, for me, Cardano is the one-stop shop. I came from the Binance and Ethereum space. And after I really started getting into some of these Cardano spaces and just like felt the change in community, like there's such a great community here. I literally sold everything that I had, moved it all into Cardano and started developing here initially as an artist, and then transitioning into Six City after I had enough people asking me, like, dude, how are you making music NFTs? Like, I want to do that. So we started that, and it's been amazing ever since.
Yeah, why don't we stick with you for the next question? Why don't you talk about some of the music industry problems? How does blockchain solve that? Explain maybe some of the solutions you found to help musicians and help them monetize their art.
Yeah, absolutely. So the problems, you know, a lot of people, especially as, you know, you have like you're a solo artist and you can do it yourself. And the ways that you do it yourself, there's still so many other things that you have to pay for. And one of the bigger problems is just reach. You know, so a lot of people will get on streaming platforms, and streaming platforms, while great, are pretty limited in what you can do. And that's why I really love what you guys are doing over at Noom, like really giving a ton of great options to these artists that are coming into the space. But the solutions I think that we've really dug into is, you know, with NFTs and tokens and blockchain, like you're the boss of everything. Like you can cut out a ton of the middlemen that, you know, record labels and things of that nature. Now, certainly there are record labels that exist here on chain as well, and they do some great work. And I think that there's a good place for them, but blockchain gives the artists way more freedom than they ever had just in the main, you know, in the main market. So what's cool is you can still keep all of that stuff, all the Web 2 stuff, all the physical media. This creates a new way of interacting with people. It's a new way of getting your art out to a community. It's a new way of connecting with people on a global scale, where a lot of times, like for me as a musician, like most of my reach has only been local within like my city and surrounding cities. But since I've done this, like I know that there are people from literally tons of different countries all over this planet that have my music in their wallet, and that would not have been possible without the work that we've been doing over the last year and a half.
Very cool. Thanks. Let's go over to Patrick for the next question. Talk a little bit about some of the projects you've worked with in the past, like maybe Book.io and some other stuff. Tell us about kind of your expertise in the space with minting and various other projects.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we've worked with a lot of projects at this point. Of course, sorry, my English is kind of broken today. At this point, so I think it has become very interesting to observe the space as it evolves. So at the beginning, obviously, you know, there was a lot of hype around NFTs in general. The Bored Apes just came out, and everyone was excited about the possibility of building a community around this like profile picture collection stuff. And then as the space progressed, we've seen that a lot more like serious projects come into the space that want to really use NFTs as a mean to transfer ownership. And this has become really interesting, because then suddenly we're talking about like DRM, digital rights management. Like for example, with Book.io, you buy the NFT, you can actually read the ebook, and stuff like that. And the same thing we're seeing in gaming, in music, in film, with Newcast, in many other areas as well. So I think it's extremely exciting just to have like all these projects from basically the Web 2 world exploring NFTs to actually like say, okay, we want to use this technology to really make things better for us instead of just using it as a marketing tool. And that's why I'm here. That's what I want to achieve. I want everyone to be able to use NFTs without them even knowing that they're using NFTs. And yeah, I know I wasn't really answering your question, but
no, that's good. So with kind of the introductions and a little bit of the problem statement out of the way, I want to go ahead and do the official announcement. With the partnership of Noom and Six City and InMaker, we are announcing a new music token marketplace. This will be for collectible music tokens. It will be curated by Six City. InMaker will run the technology, and Noom will be bringing our clout in the space plus our brand and marketing experience. So that is the big announcement. It will launch on Friday. Not sure exactly what time, but it'll launch on Friday. And the name of it is called Record Store. So stay tuned to all of everybody's channels for URLs and stuff once it all gets finished being set up. So that is a big announcement. Let's talk about it. Patrick, why don't you discuss kind of, I think the idea kind of started with you. So why don't you start with explaining how all this partnership came about?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited for this partnership. You know, I love Noom. I think it's one of the strongest projects in the space. I also love Six City for just onboarding so many musicians into the space, which I don't think anyone else has done so far. So I think it's a great partnership, a match made in heaven. And you know, it all started with basically me going to the Noom team last year, I think last December, and telling them, look, why don't we start a music NFT marketplace? Like, it's so obvious, we should do it. There's nothing out there. There's nothing on Cardano. There's barely anything on all the other chains. And everyone is excited for music NFTs. And obviously, you know, Noom is working on like some amazing products, basically for like all the stuff that they're doing with streaming tokens and so on. But there's also a big space for music collectibles, right? Where you can say, okay, I as a musician, I want to engage with my community. I want to drop collectibles. I want to make that accessible and grow my community with that. And that's basically what this marketplace is for. So I think this is going to be great. I'm very excited to see it play out. And, you know, I hope we can onboard a few more artists to the space.
Yeah. So from my perspective, I think you talked to Ryan. Ryan brought the idea to me. And my first reaction was, you know, we're not ready yet. It was on our roadmap to do a collectible marketplace, but it was several years out. And so we took it back internally and I said, okay, well, how could we accelerate this? How could we make it work? And I said, I don't want to do this without Jimmy. Just because, you know, we didn't have the capacity to do something like this without bringing on a third partner, Six City. So that's what we came back to Patrick with, is like, this has to be a three-way thing. If this is going to work, like we had some capacity on our marketing team. We had some, you know, capacity on our design team, but our dev team is completely booked. Like we're working really hard on the Stream Token artist portal and on the Stream Token marketplace, which, you know, that's a separate product that'll be coming later this summer. But collectibles, just it wasn't on our roadmap this early. And so that's when I reached out to Jimmy and kind of brought him into the talk. So tell us your experience, Jimmy, as you kind of came on board.
It was good. We had a lot to discuss, though, and I got to give a big shout out to Flo. Flo is an amazing mediator of all things, really helped kind of keep this together. But I mean, the entire Noom team in general, and I always forget that there's like 1,000 of you guys, but it's been absolutely amazing working with everybody. Like, we have done so much, and it's like, it's crazy to think like this all came together really, really quick. And, you know, like, I know that we've been talking about it for a little bit, but once things really started going, like, it just went from 0 to 100. It felt like in a week we were just like, we had contracts, we had all this stuff, and it started to become real. And it was amazing. You know, like, initially for me, you know, there was, it was just like, there were a lot of questions, I guess. And that's where I really give props to the Noom team, because I think that they answered all the questions that I had. They addressed every concern that I had. And I think that the partnership that we have right now is incredibly strong, and we're going to do some amazing shit. I'm excited.
Yeah. So talk a little bit more about your role on the team, Jimmy, since it's a bit unique, about how, you know, you're going to be kind of the curator for this new marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be a little bit more unique for anyone. And I see a ton of artists down in the space here. I'm, as a curator, I'm the person you'll be kind of in contact with, or the artist relationship team, and we're collectively, you know, we put everything together. I'll build out the sale for you. We'll talk, you know, all the logistics. But I will be the person who puts all of this stuff together. So if it is to get, like, even right now, for example, we have a ton of great content coming to you guys for the launch of this from a ton of great artists all over the space. And that's mainly what my last few weeks have been, is just building out the metadata, getting all the files, learning how to use NMaker Studio, because I've never used it before, and just getting all this stuff ready to go for launch for you guys. So when sales happen, I'm the one who puts it all together for you. You'll be working with me, and like I said, you'll be working with the artist relationship team from Noom, and a lot of you already have those guys kick ass. And yeah. That's pretty much my role, is going to be making sure that the marketplace is has sales going. When you as an artist want to get something set up, I'm the one who puts it together. We'll make sure that everything gets verified, because on top of this being, you know, a marketplace that we can mint and, you know, have sales on, it's a secondary marketplace. So you'll be able to list your music NFTs for sale up here as well.
Yeah, why don't we bring Adam up to the stage? Adam is on our artist relationship team. Why don't you introduce yourself and kind of explain what you do on the Noom side?
What's up, guys? Yep, my name's Adam, head of artist relations. I'm also involved in strategy and business development. And yeah, I mean, super, super excited for this. You know, if you're involved in music in the Cardano space, then you know Six City, you know Noom, and obviously you definitely know Endmaker. And this is a big deal. I think it's a big deal for music in the space. It's a big deal for artists in the space. It really brings a central point that is going to shine light on a lot of musicians and a lot of artists. It's cool. You know, we've been working with Jimmy lately and backing him up on some artists that we're already bringing into the mix. And obviously he knows everyone in the Cardano music space and he's done drops with everyone. So a lot of catalog going to be onboarded onto this and a lot more drops to come. And what's really cool about the platform too, the Endmaker platform, is, you know, obviously not only is it slick software and it's going to look really cool to present music and music NFTs, but the other thing that's great about it is the payment system on it. You can pay in ADA, you can pay in ETH, you can pay in SOL. So right there, we start opening up this system to other chains. And you can also pay in credit cards. And you can use custodial wallets. It issues custodial wallets. So right there, I mean, for us, it was always like, how do we get the bigger Web2 music community on board? How do we get other chains and other music communities to see what we're doing over here and build it out? We're definitely going to have a very strong music foundation Cardano-wise, but, you know, we want to grow this space. We want to make it bigger. And I think it gives us the tools right away to do that. You know, obviously traditional serialized music NFTs are different than what we're building on the stream token side, but, you know, at Noom, we're all about offering different tools for artists to monetize their work and connect with their fans. And this really opens up a lot of opportunities right away. And it really fast tracked us for us big time. So super excited to be working with Six City, super excited to be working with Endmaker. And yeah, if you want to get in touch, and you can reach out to Jimmy, you can reach out to myself, and Mitchie and Mike, who are also on the Noom artist relations team. And we're happy to have those conversations and bring everyone into the fold and spotlight a lot of artists, because that's really what this is all about. So I'll leave it there.
Yeah, we've been talking to a lot of the people on the teams. Let's go to some audience questions. Let's bring a few people up to ask questions. We'll move into more of an AMA style at this point, because I think everybody gets what we're doing at this point. So let's go to CX001. Let's see, I believe. Okay. Brought you up as a speaker. You can go ahead once you're up here. I'm going to bring a few more up as well.
And while we get ready to have people coming on, just a real quick point. This has been a long time coming. Yes, it was a quick turnaround, but I remember, Patrick, our first YouTube chill with Pritesh and just sipping on sake or beer, talking about all the things that we're going to do. So it's come a hot minute from then. Jimmy just got a new burner puppy, so he's going to have fun while he's onboarding artists. But seriously, this is an opportunity, I really, really think, for Cardano to plant itself, to plant its flag and go, hey, musicians, you want a place to be? We have you covered. This is where you want to be. This is the chain you want to start on. And so I'm extremely, extremely excited. And I think Adam said it best. This wasn't the original part we wanted to release first, but it's a match made in heaven, and especially on the timing. And when you have good partners and good people, you'd be crazy not to do that. So I'm super, super excited.
Yeah, do we have CX001? I think you were first on the list. If you can unmute and ask your question. If not, let's go over to Cardano Stoners Club. You've got your hand up.
Yeah, I had a few questions. One, as an artist, what do I got to do to get my music on here? Like, what are the steps I got to take? And then I got a few more questions about the price for these NFTs, because I was wondering if somehow if they could get a discount or something if they owned another NFT, if that was possible. Because, you know, as an artist, there's a bunch of fun things one would like to do to thank, like, the fans and build a relationship. So I think that would be a fun thing. I see Six City got the mic on.
Hey, Big Joe, what's up, dude?
What up?
Dude, I miss you, man.
I miss you too. I'm glad to be on this big old space with a lot of the familiar faces we see in the community. I think this is big news, so I'm pretty excited, not just for myself as an artist, but for all artists and probably a bunch of artists that ain't even in here and they don't even know what's going on, but this is going to be available for them soon.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so to answer your question on that, initially, so if you want to get something booked, you reach out to myself, you reach out to Adam, and we'll get the process started. I'm in the process, and I guess collectively we're in the process of getting like an onboarding form put in, because I'm the one managing like the sales. You know, I've got, you know, if you've ever used EndMaker Studio, like you normally keep track of your wallets. Well, shit, I've got 70 wallets currently in my account, so we're working on getting a good solid like onboarding, because there's obviously certain things that we have to make sure that we're doing from a legal standpoint, so that and this is the reason why you can't just go in and upload your music. You know, it's kind of an initial concern. We want to make sure that you as the artist are the owner of the music, and no one can sell your music besides you. So we're working all that stuff out. Actually, I'm finalizing the document that I'm going to be sending out to everyone. So yeah, you'll be able to reach out to us and we'll get everything taken care of. It's pretty white glove service. Like it's curated by us so that everything is to your exact specifications, because as an artist, like this is your business card. It's your, EPK, you know what I mean? Like this is really unique shit, and we want to make sure that it is perfect, especially since the majority of the NFT collecting community, probably, you know, from what I've just people I've talked to, a lot of people don't know much about music NFTs, and we're doing everything that we can to get this out into the mainstream, and it's important that it's done right. And you know, between the three of us, like the three entities that are here and putting this together, we have the experience and the feedback to, I think, really, really, really make this something super special. As far as what you're asking about discounts, absolutely. We have special ways of doing all kinds of stuff for holders, for multiple, you know, if you want to have it's this price for one NFT, this price for two NFTs, but if you buy three, you get a 28 discount or something. You know, we can do a lot of really neat stuff. And the cool thing is, like, this is all just the beginning. Like, we're already launching with a ton of features, but it's not like those features are just what we're going to get forever. We're going to constantly be able to change and update and make things better. There's not many places you can go with a collectible marketplace like this that offers the things and the options that we're going to be able to offer this community and other communities. So, you know, when we think about artists that aren't necessarily on Cardano, but they want to take advantage of what we've built, they're going to be able to make their NFTs, sell to their ETH community or Sol community, or maybe in the future, some other communities. And because there's a custodial wallet, they can still have all that stuff if they don't have a Cardano wallet initially. So it's fucking wild. And I'm like excited now, but just thinking about what we're going to be able to do in the future is just destroying my life.
I have one caveat to add here, Jimmy, because, and I think it's very important to say this, with the tech from EndMaker, we will also utilize EndMaker Pay. And though it's not limited to ETH community, Solana community, or Cardano community, with this custodial wallet, people can pay with credit card. So every artist here on Cardano who will launch with us is and mint with us and drop with us, they can now utilize the normal folks out there with this custodial wallet. And I think this is huge. Now we are opening up the space, really opening it up.
Thanks, Flo. Let's jump over to AwesomeIsJL. You had your hand up.
Yo, yo, it's your boy AwesomeIsJL, aka the biggest music artist in the metaverse. Yo, major shout out to Project Noom, shout out to EndMaker, shout out to Six City. I have worked with these three projects in some kind of capacity, you know, in the last few months. So I will say I'm beyond ecstatic to see this partnership. But I do have a few questions. Shout out to Ryan. What's up, Ryan? What's good, bro? But I do have a few questions. So one of my first questions, right, I would like to ask about the mitigation when it comes to quality control. I heard Six City when he said he's going to directly be in touch with the artists to kind of like curate the marketplace. Is there any kind of strategy when it comes to that, as far as like maintaining a certain level of quality control?
So you want to take that, Andrew, or you want me to get that?
I was only going to say, Jimmy, why don't you take that?
Shit. I was going to say, Andrew, help. No. So we have, yes, there is going to be a bit of quality control, but, you know, in quality control, you know, because I get to look over and listen to everything that's coming in, I'll be able to, you know, check things out. There is a form that artists need to fill out, essentially stating, yes, this music that I'm submitting for this project is my own. I own the rights to it. That protects, obviously, everybody involved. As far as things like audio quality and things of that sort, I kind of thought a little bit about that. I don't want to be in a position where I have to tell somebody, hey, no, you can't be a part of this. There's certainly a couple producers that I'm in touch with and talking to that have expressed interest in working with those kind of artists who maybe don't have those resources to be able to maybe get the stems of their tracks and help, you know, mix, master for, you know, as a way for them to earn some money too. But, you know, as an artist, it's really case by case basis. And I think that we'll be able to, as time goes on, to refine that a little bit more. Initially, with all of the stuff that we have coming in, we've kind of opened it to the Cardano community first, as we should. And then we kind of push it out from there. So do you mean, I guess what I mean, what I want to ask is, when you talk about quality control, are you talking about an audio perspective, an image perspective, a lyrics perspective? Is there something specific that you're referring to in this question?
No, that question was actually general. It was just general. I just wanted to, you know, put your brain about just the idea of quality control in general. I didn't want to go too deep into it, but you pretty much answered my question. But I have two more questions. So my next question stems around existing music catalogs, right? So I'll use myself for example, right? So prior to working with you guys, I do have older NFT music project collections, right? So in those collections, will these collections be compatible with the marketplace? And also, would I have to go through a verification process or something of that nature, you know, kind of similar to like JPG.store?
Yeah, so when we set these up, because I'm setting them up on the marketplace, there will be everything new will be verified. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Flo or Patrick, but I think every project is already verified for this new marketplace. Is that correct?
Yeah, so basically what we're doing is we're taking all the projects that we've worked with in the past, like all the music projects, and we're verifying it for the marketplace, and we're making the marketplace whitelisted. So essentially that means that there won't be any other, like, you know, non-music NFTs on the marketplace. So only the projects that we whitelist to be on there. And that means that every new project that we put on there will go through quality control, basically through Jimmy and the team. And then we will say, okay, let's put it on there. So I think quality is super important for all of us. And we're going to make sure that, you know, you go to the marketplace and you actually have a good experience and you actually know what you're getting and you're not just, you know, scared of buying into one of the NFTs there because you don't know what it's about.
Yeah, if you do have an older, you know, one of the really early projects that were music NFTs minted, talk to Jimmy, you know, give him policy IDs, et cetera, and then he can see about getting that put up and whitelisted. Because, of course, I'm sure there are some that we have missed that were, you know, very, very early, but he can probably take care of that.
Yeah, I've actually got I have a spreadsheet that I've been working on over the last few weeks, just trying to find policy IDs to make sure we can get them all verified. Obviously, anything that was minted with Six City, I have all of those. And then I've gone out on some of the other ones outside of that, but I know I don't have them all. So for any artists who have things that, you know, that they've released, you just feel free to DM me a policy ID on Twitter, hit me up in the Discord server. I have my own Discord server, DMs. I'm also in the Noom server. I should probably hop in the NMaker server, huh? SixCityCleveland@gmail.com. You can hit me up pretty much anywhere, and I'll be able to get that taken care of for you.
Yeah, I think I helped Jameis and Daniel way back in the day mint some music album for his stuff. So that would have been one of the early ones. I think Chris Liberty Crypto also did some really early mints himself. So should be good stuff. We've got some others. Let's bring up Alex. You had a question.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sharing all these things and congrats on the awesome announcement. And it's really awesome hearing how different projects like NMaker, Noom, and Six City all kind of collaborating to accelerate each other's product development pipelines. Because the fact that this was something that we were keen on doing, but still, you know, a while away, like, it's awesome to see this kind of building in a bear market. And I work with the CF, and often we speak about, you know, why Cardano for different use cases. I think something that maybe a lot of people want to understand is, why Cardano for music NFTs?
I can probably, I'll start and then maybe Jimmy can take it. So the one thing I like is deterministic fees. I know we may not get deterministic fees forever, but right now that's very useful to artists to know their minting costs. Also, the scientific foundation that we get from all of the tech that's being built on Cardano, it's all rigorously peer-reviewed. That's the second one. And the third is just the security of the EUTXO model and the Pluto system. Like, the idea that NFTs are native assets on Cardano and they don't require smart contracts, although we will be doing some new ones that do use some smart contracts. The security of that, where you can't have your NFT messed with or your wallet drained by having some crazy token in your wallet on Cardano. The safety of it is what really that's really the biggest one that caused us to choose to build our platform on Cardano. Jimmy, what brought you to Cardano?
Well, yeah, I don't know that I can give an answer better than what you just gave, but shit. I mean, what brought me to Cardano, I guess I'll go to the more like grassroots, you know, part of it is it's about like the community, right? Like, there are Like, I've been in other crypto communities where the point was making money by any means necessary. And I've been in Cardano where the point seems to be community building, technology, relationships, growth. Like, there's so much upside to what we're doing here. And I haven't really seen that on many other chains. Now, I haven't been on every chain, but it's the reason, like, those are the reasons why I'm here personally. And as a musician, like, all the things that Andrew just touched on, like, that's really important to me as a musician. And just seeing that there is something that is really, really geared towards that little niche of the market, I think could be really, really, really big in the next few months to years, just as the market evolves.
Cool. Any other questions, Alex? Yeah, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, just a follow-on, and thanks so much for that answer, guys. Something caught my eye with, I think it's called SIP 68, the one with the dynamic NFTs. Do you see a role for that in music NFTs on Neum?
Yes. So we've actually already started building some smart contracts for that. We're looking at it for our stream tokens, and there's several reasons for it, but the main one is we've been doing these token sample sales for the stream tokens over the last several months, and as we're going through that process, we're learning a lot. And one of the things we learned is a lot of artists will release a single and then they'll later release that single as part of an album, and there's a different, you know, UPC or IPI code, I forget which one, that is associated with an album that's not with a single. So there's an NFT that's out there that's the single, and then you need to have the ability to update that NFT to put the correct metadata on it. And so that's one thing that SIP68 gives us, is it gives us that ability to update and evolve the NFTs as needed for regulatory or legal requirements. So that's why we're really looking at that, possibly for the launch of our artist portal that'll be in place. If not, we'll go with our existing SIP25 contracts and then switch over to that later. But it is something we're heavily looking at.
Andrew, I want to just Alex's question as to why Cardano. Two other things I think I just want to touch on for any musician that's listening. And this kind of it's kind of goes hand in hand with the marketplace, but also partially of what we're doing when releasing that our product. But why Cardano? Guys, when you're minting, and Patrick tweeted about this the other day, or actually it was like a month ago, and I the general gist was, if you have any IP, intellectual property, mint it now. Now, within reason, but the point, the spirit behind that is totally correct. If you think about this, we had a Michael Kasten, who's an IP rights lawyer, on a Twitter space with us a couple weeks ago, and I actually brought this up with him. I said, you know, there's the poor man copyright, where you put something in the mail and you mail it to yourself, as you know, obviously now they kind of laugh at that, but it was a thing. And it's very similar when you're minting stuff on chain. I mean, the concept's still the same. You have a timestamp, right? You have a history of creation. That's important. And I also, to the other point of that, is, you know, making legal documents and legal contracts for musicians not so dang complicated, and making it a better user experience for a musician to quote sign a contract, right? What does that mean you're actually getting? So I think those are two really important things for Cardano. One, it's just that we've been minting blocks for how many days now? I don't know, nonstop. And then also the metadata standards and everything that we're able to package within this tokenized format. I think it's gonna change the industry. And I think we're really early, but the industry's catching on. But that's the future. I'm a firm believer of that. So I this is a really cool pioneering moment, in my opinion.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's go over to Corey. You joined us recently as speaker.
Hey, brothers, how y'all doing?
What's good, man?
I'm good. I'm excited about the news, honestly. I've been sitting around waiting, you know, with Jimmy. Jimmy's been filling me in on some of this stuff, so I've been sitting around waiting on it, and I'm really excited about what's going on, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it.
Boom. Love to hear it, man. I can't wait. We got a lot of good stuff coming for you, too. I know. I appreciate the hell out of you because for everyone who doesn't know, Corey Drum's the man. I mean, he's been bringing in and onboarding a ton of artists from all over the world, bringing in a lot of guys, even from like Africa and stuff, some amazing artists into the space. So big shout out to you, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure, brother. I got more coming. You know me. I got a whole camp of ATM artists that are excited. They're looking to jump into the space. They're looking to learn a lot more. You know, a lot of people get confused with the language. So I just teach them that, you know, don't get confused by the language. It's just another term that, you know, blockchain is just another term for the internet. It's internet 2.0, 3.0, pretty much. And NFTs, as far as music, is us returning back to being able to sell CDs and vinyl and things like that, but in a digital format. So it's a lot more, they're able to understand it when it comes to that aspect of it. So they're really excited. I'm really excited the fact that I have a lot of the African artists that are going to be coming through me. I have a lot of authentic hip-hop artists. I'm really happy at the fact that I was able to release my book through Sick City and the album. You know, that right there is major to me. I'm happy about the NFT I'm be dropping this week. I'm be releasing my son's music as NFTs. I mean, pretty much everything I do is going to be Web3 right now. So I'm excited.
Let's go, man. And there's, you know, you said something that I kind of want to build off of, like, you know, a lot of artists, if you guys have been doing it for any length of time, like you probably had a stretch in your career where there was like physical media, like you may have released something on CD, on wax, you know, on cassette, and those are collectible, right? Like they're a limited amount, but there was always overhead. And what's really cool about the way we've structured it is like there's almost zero overhead. It's just ready to sell. And it still has that collectible value that a lot of people, I think, are coming to look for, especially in the NFT scene. So I think it's just, it's all in all, it's a win.
What's funny about that is when it comes to the collectible aspect of it, like you said, I've been doing the music thing for 37 years now. And I was independent for a while, and I did a lot of selling my own CDs and out of the trunk and things like that. And it's funny that there's a CD that I sold somebody when I was living in Houston that's on eBay right now for $400. And this is a collector in Japan. Now, with that $400, it sounds great that, I mean, I'm happy that my value is up like that, but this guy sells that CD. I'm not making a dime off of it. You know what I mean? And I think that the NFT aspect where the artists are able to collect on the collectability of their stuff makes it a lot better for us, because now it doesn't matter how many times this thing gets sold. I mean, you buy the Mona Lisa, Michelangelo's getting paid. And that's the way it should be. You know, a lot of artists, they have a lot of their collectibles out there. You know, there's vinyl and all those kind of things. And it sounds great when you hear that your work is valued like that. But when you're not reaping the benefits of that value, it kind of like it's a slap in the face. So I love the aspect of the NFTs because it attaches us to our work forever. And there's nothing else like that. So that's really why I'm really excited about the whole blockchain aspect of music. You know, I'm tired of the streaming aspect. You know, streaming is taking all of the money from the artists. They're so happy that they're getting a million Spotify plays until I explain to them that you're only getting $2,000 in your check at the end of the year. So, you know what I mean? It's just so much more control for the artist with the Web3 aspect. And I'm really excited about it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really where Noom wants to play, is in that making sure that the streaming becomes more fair for the artist as well. Let's go over to Lord. I think you were next.
Lord, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Testing. Yep, you're
all
good.
Right.
Awesome. Hey, happy Monday, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. First of all, I want to say congratulations to all three of you. I love your projects. You all know that already. And to all the artists down here, hey, get ready. It's almost time. So what I have here is it's really one big question, but it's split up three different ways. The first portion, I'm not going to lie, Andrew, you're probably the guy to answer this one. And then Jimmy for the second one. And the third one is, I guess, Patrick. Well, not Patrick, but Ryan. So the first question I have is, when the record store is released, and I know the new map is on the way and it's building, will this be rolled over into the app? And with that question, that rolls over to the second one. With this project, you know, between all three of you all building, how will that affect the operations of the current projects? Because, you know, as everyone down here knows, Jimmy runs Six City. He has the arcade. He has the record shop in Six City. He has the Retro Sound that he purchased. Now he's got Charles. Like, how is this going to affect the overall progression of all of those projects? Are they going to be married with Noom for the foreseeable future? And I'm sorry for the hard question, by the way, Jimmy. And the last part is, because InMaker is so, you know, the footprint is huge, right? We all know this. I mean, they have the Mentor. It's luxurious. It works. And it's also cross-chain. So the next question I have, or the final, is, are there plans for cross-chain utilizing InMaker in Milkomita or elsewhere? Thank you. That's all.
Yeah, so the first part of your question was, is this going to be brought into the Noom app? And that, I don't have any particular announcement about that right now. Everything is on the table and being explored. This is all so new to us that we haven't really made a lot of those down the road technical decisions yet, but I will say that everything is on the table and everything is being considered. Our goal is always to put the artist at the center of everything. And if there's a benefit for the artist to us doing something, we will always make that decision. So that's kind of where we're at. Jimmy, do you want to, well, I can answer part of that. I'm pretty sure that Jimmy did not sign over his entire collection of intellectual property on blockchain to this partnership. So this is just the Six City portion of the brand. Jimmy, you can talk to the rest of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, for a lot of you guys who know me and have been in the Discord server, like, you know that I, you know, if it's something, if there's some cool shit I can mess with and try to do, like, we're going to do that. So like, initially Six City started as a solo artist. That was me. That's, I still perform as Six City. And then it became a, you know, a project where we promoted music, but then someone came along and wanted to get their podcasts tokenized. And then I thought it'd be a really cool idea to get some on-chain video games made. And then I thought it'd be a cool idea to do some comic books and books. And then I joined Goki. Shout out Craig, listener down there. Goki's a OG project, and we've been doing a lot of cool shit. So I do a lot of work there. I own the Charles Token project. I own Retro Sound NFT. I want nothing more than to be able to eventually work full time in this space and just build cool shit for everybody. And none of that changes. So like, this actually gets me a little bit closer to that step of freedom, being able to do this marketplace and have, you know, because this is going to be like another full-time job for me. And I'm just excited to get it going. But no, nothing changes. All the music that Six City will mint going forward will no longer be in the Six City record shop. It just makes sense to move everything over to this super badass, sparkly, shiny, squeaky clean marketplace. It just makes so much more sense. I'll still be busting out games. Mike does art, still going to be busting out comics. We're still going to be releasing books. We're still going to be releasing podcasts, and hopefully, you know, maybe we can even, you know, look into doing something like that here too. But just if there is cool shit to be minted, I'm going to do my damnedest to figure out how to do it and get it to the community.
Yeah, Patrick, let's go to you. You've had your hand up for a while.
Yeah, I had it up so long that I actually forgot what I was originally going to say. I think I wanted to talk a little bit about like the technology and the technological progression, because obviously this is not, it's not like we're releasing, you know, one thing here, one collection or anything like that. We're releasing something which is here for the long term. We're really releasing something which is here to grow as well, and grow with the three partners that are assembled here. And for us from the NMaker side of thing, that basically means, you know, that we are building white label custom NFT marketplaces, right? And we are building the technology to facilitate that. And that means that we will continue basically expanding that technology. At the beginning, obviously, it's not going to be the same experience as it will be in 6 months from now. In the beginning, it will be much more rudimentary. And then, you know, we will continue to add features and add features and add features and iterate and so on to make this a really good experience. And I think, you know, there will be a lot of like really cool things that you haven't really seen on other marketplaces. But in general, I'm just excited to, you know, get this started and then learn from the users, like what is important and what can we add and how can we make this whole experience better and better. And one thing which I want to mention, which will be actually pretty cool, is, you know, on day one of the marketplace, obviously it's going to be very much a launch pad, mostly, I would say, for collectible NFTs, but it's also going to be a secondary marketplace. And what we've done is we've taken the JPEG Store smart contract and we have basically integrated it into NMaker Pay and into the record store. So that means that all the music NFTs which are currently listed on JPEG Store will also be accessible through that marketplace, which I think is pretty great, because that means that, you know, you can go to one place and this place is tailored towards music NFTs and it's tailored towards music collectibles, and you get them all and you have like an experience which is really made for that, and you're not bound by anything. You don't have to go to that marketplace and then later on go to JPEG Store as well, but you have like an aggregate of all the music on Cardano. And we will be aggregating from Pluto's art as well, and from, you know, Flipper and all the other marketplaces, and basically create this like one-stop solution for it. Yeah, I've been talking for a while, so please go ahead.
I just want to say, I think that's pretty big point to make, that last one you did, because it's kind of like we're going back to when there were all these record stores, and then there weren't, and you had to go to like Target and Best Buy to buy records. We're going back to now where you have a record store again, thus the name of the thing, record store. I mean, it's beautiful. So you can go to this one point and have curated music that's really quality controlled, in the sense that we care that it's not just an open sea of anything goes. And it's shining spotlight on artists that would otherwise not have that spotlight and be drowned out by everything else going on in the store. So that's a really, really, really big point, and super excited to be part of that. Just want to put that out there.
Let's go to Florian real quick. And then next question is Holy Dove Guy.
Holy Bins.
just to add to the one from Patrick, and I think to answer the question, Andrew was a little bit vague about it. I think we can more clear about it as well and be very honest. We at Neum are building an ecosystem, which means in this ecosystem, we are building a toolbox for artists. And this means we are creating some stuff in this toolbox by our own. But if there is someone out there who is building a better tool for artists, of course, we will throw it into the toolbox. because we want to have the best experience for the artists. And sometimes we have to admit, oh, this is a cool technology. We cannot deliver it right now. So we go with it. And for the long run, if this technology is just superior, what we can do, of course we stick with NMaker here. And I think this also ensures NMaker to keep up and produce good technology, because this helps also their business model to create more features. And I think this is the win-win situation we all want to see in this space.
That was the most German answer I've ever heard, Florian.
that's Flo's superpower on our team. He is very clear with his communication. Struggles with English a little bit, but he's extremely clear. Let's go to Holy next, and then Ryan, you've got your hand up after that.
Hey, how's everybody doing? My question is, first of all, man, this is super, super exciting. I love that y'all are teaming up. I had left in the comments that, even the community sentiment lately and what everybody's been talking about how to like build up community at this point, I think this is really like everybody in this room and the community at large should really take note of what's going on here, because this is a great example of what's really going to make the space grow. People who we're in the same space, we're in the same niche, and we team up together and we come better as a whole for that. So like, congrats to all of y'all, and really like, this is, I think it's going to be a big blessing to the whole space as well. But my question was, so a lot of artists have like creative ideas for their drops, for their NFT drops that might not be like exactly the traditional route or what we've seen so far in NFTs. So I'm wondering if this kind of first kind of iteration of the marketplace and everything, this first wave of artists, for this kind of first era, are there going to be more specific requirements? Hello, can everybody hear me? Sorry, I had a call come in for a second. But
your last sentence got rugged. Say the last sentence again.
I was just saying that if this era will have like more specific requirements for how the NFTs are put out, or is that something that if we do have a creative idea, we can actually work with you guys on it and kind of build out from there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think Adam will probably echo the same sentiment. And I think most people in here will echo the same sentiment, because a lot of us are artists, right? Like we have all had that moment where we're just like totally like, you know, you just have writer's block or whatever. And then eventually you get that creative idea and it just sparks everything. And like that, I think resonates with a lot of us in the space. So if there's a way to get it done, 100% bring that shit out, because like that's what makes the space great, right? You can have, and that's what I think has kind of hurt a lot of the NFT community now. It's just like, it's kind of the same stuff. People are getting bored with the JPEG. When we have an opportunity to really bring out some dynamic content, like I want to hear about that shit, and the team wants to hear about that, and we want to help bring that to life for you for sure.
And maybe quickly to jump in there, you know, the cool part about this is basically, as Florian mentioned earlier, Neum is building a toolkit for artists, for musicians in the ecosystem, right? And NMaker is building a toolkit for creators in general. We're building infrastructure which is supposed to be very flexible and is supposed to be quite powerful. And I think it has been evolving a lot in the last year, and it's like super, super strong now. So you're actually not very limited in what you specifically want to do or can do with your NFT drops. And what I'm doing right now is basically I'm saying, okay, Jimmy, you need to become the NMaker guru and learn every little thing, and then basically we can accommodate to almost everything.
Thanks, y'all.
Awesome. Ryan, why don't you go ahead real quick?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, I know we've been going for a hot minute. I wanted to just take a second to reset the room for those of you that are just joining to know what's going on. Today we're announcing a partnership between Six City and Maker and Noom to provide a collectibles marketplace that is specifically tailored to music and musicians and music content consumers and creators. Just so everybody that's maybe new on the Twitter space, just so you know what's going on. Yes, this is a different product than what Noom is going to be releasing later this year. This is an opportunity that came about because of people coming together, seeing a need, and wanting to partner and work together. And we have great partnerships and we have great relationships. And somebody mentioned earlier about, you know, they don't like streaming. Noom is aiming to change that. And we're aiming to change IP, fractionalization of IP. That's a whole nother thing, right? But right now, there are a lot of people who want to do collectibles, and there are a lot of people who want to do serialized releases. And there's a lot of artists that are wanting to utilize those serialized releases to create an experience, a token-gated experience, or some type of a fan connectivity that they can understand tangibly. And Jimmy having his connections with the musicians in the space and already having experience minting and showing them maybe what a best practice would be for utilizing a serialized mint and how to gamify that or how to use that to appropriately connect with their artists, that is a service that needs to happen. And I think people get really confused sometimes when we say blockchain and everything has to be, you know, you have to break everything up. And we think having centralized actors are a bad thing. Something like this, artists are musicians. Not every musician wants to take care of the business or wants to take care of X, Y, and Z. And they might need some help. And this is where this comes into play. I mean, this is a tool in the toolbox. So you as a musician, you're going to the market, to the record store, and you're going to go, hey, Jimmy, I want to release like 100 NFTs of this one album or one piece of music. And I want to add some rarity. I want to give, you know, certain special traits to people who get number 1 through 10 and give them special access to see me. How can we facilitate that? Jimmy's going to do that through InMaker and through this marketplace, right? And that is a separate product outside of, hey, I want to release tickets, or hey, I want to distribute my music as well, right? Or hey, I want to fractionalize ownership. Those are totally separate products, but it's all part of the whole picture of what tools are you as a musician going to be able to have on blockchain, and specifically Cardano, that you don't get anywhere else. Right. And so I just wanted to take a reset for everybody that's tuning in. This is what's going on. And it's a great day, I think, for Cardano, because I am a firm believer, and I know Jimmy is too, and I know Patrick is, that music and music NFTs, I am a firm believer, are going to help drive adoption and use case for the Cardano blockchain much farther than a lot of other things that people have experienced to date.
Hell yeah, man.
We've got a lot of people waiting to ask questions, so let's try and get through them as we're coming up on an hour. We'll go a little over, probably. Let's go to 4042. You've been patiently waiting.
For sure. What's good, everybody? Shout out to Noom, Six City, and make all y'all put this together, first and foremost. You know, my question is an important one, you know. I feel like this is, like, one of the most important things. Past the marketplace, I appreciate it. I'm glad the marketplace is coming. But past the marketplace, do we have any type of media player situation that's going to be, that can be utilized through this marketplace? And will it have mobile capabilities? Because I'm telling you, I onboard people all the time, and the first thing that they say is, how do I play it? Where can I play it? And that's a turnoff, you know what I'm saying, when they got to go through these hoops and loops to be able to play the music. I promise you that should be at the top of the list of any dev doing anything with music related in this space. I promise you.
Andrew, do you want to say anything about our interface or no?
The Noom app for the stream stuff, that will have a music player built into it. I do know there are existing music players on Cardano that can do some of that. There's also wallets.
Nothing mobile.
Yeah, Jira wallet, I believe, is working on that.
And Eternal both work on mobile.
Yep. Okay, good to know. But yeah, there's definitely stuff for that coming. Yeah, Patrick, did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I would differentiate. I completely agree. I think the user experience is number one priority always, and especially getting the user experience for music right is not an easy thing to do. I would differentiate very heavily here between the streaming app that Neum is building and the collectibles marketplace. The collectibles marketplace is going to have a music player in there, obviously, but it's not going to be a very sophisticated one, at least not at the beginning. It's going to be a standard, web MP3 player kind of thing. But it's also not its purpose necessarily to, replace Spotify or something like that. It's more, a collectible that you buy because you want to basically own this and because you want to listen to it sometimes, but not necessarily to say, okay, I'm building out my complete playlist in this. This is what Neum is building long term with their app. Nevertheless, I do think that you're very right, and I do think that the user experience is very important. We're not building an app at this point. We're building, a website, but obviously the website is also going to be super mobile friendly and optimized for that. And in MakerPay, you can purchase NFTs with, all the mobile wallets, Flint, Eternal, all the good stuff, basically. And yeah.
Okay, cool. Sure.
Make sure.
It doesn't have to be anything sophisticated in the beginning. All that's missing right now is an easy place to play your music, not having to go to pool.pm and be thrown off by the UI and everything. Like, what I'm saying? So that's the most, that's all I'm saying. And so long as it's bare bones and you can read your wallet and what you got in there and play music, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right on.
Let's move on. We've got Christian next. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me up and letting people answer some questions. And congrats on the announcement. It's definitely a big deal. A lot of artists. I'm a traditional artist, but I have a lot of artists that are musicians, and they kind of explore the technology. But there isn't really like a place. They go on JPEG Store. They go on a lot of the other marketplaces here on Cardano and a lot of the ones on Ethereum. And it's, more, media based files, videos, pictures, GIFs and stuff. So congratulations on that. And my question is, you guys mentioned having kind of artist profiles for artists specifically. As you guys have probably already seen everywhere, there's, a lot of AI voiceovers that are capable of creating vocals from artists over songs that people can generate. So with, the launch of Record Store outside of the artist profiles, do you guys, are you looking to have a main focus on, the provenance and the metadata to kind of prove the validity of those song files tied directly to the artists themselves? So people who are potentially interested know that, it's not a Jay-Z cover with AI. It's actually the real deal. Jay-Z track.
Yeah, maybe I can jump in there as well. I think that this is also extremely, extremely important point. There's too much theft, IP theft going on in crypto in general. And actually we've developed a solution for that together with Atala Prism and IMX, which we call VNFTs, so verified NFTs. And it's basically the idea that you create a decentralized identifier of your, like, for example, social account. Like, imagine you're Katy Perry and you connect your Twitter account with this digital identity or decentralized identifier, and then you basically put that identifier on chain or the link to that on chain inside the NFT. So you have like a very secure link between your social account and the NFT, and you can always prove, okay, I'm really the person who made that NFT. And you don't have to, trust like some random website or some Twitter account or tweet or whatever. And that's kind of what we plan to use more. Obviously, again, it's a toolkit. So it really depends also on what the artists want. So if they don't want to use that, that's totally fine. But it's something that they can certainly use. and it's something that you know, everyone can use.
Yeah, longer term, we are looking into artificial intelligence, AI solutions for this. There's a lot of good stuff coming out in the music space that can, you know, listen to a piece of music and figure out who all somebody sampled. So that's something that's a little bit further down the road, but I do meet with our AI advisor once a month, Jan Romportal on the Noom team, and we talk about some of that crazy cool down the road stuff. Let's jump over to Mike Lehrman. Mike, you're next.
All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? I just want to say a big congratulations to Noom and to Jimmy at Six City and to NMaker. This is a huge deal, and you know, the fingers coming together to make a fist really makes a dent in the industry, and it's really encouraging to see. I mean, I've been working with a lot of you guys like separately for months, and so to see you come together is just amazing to watch. I think part of my question really was answered by Patrick earlier. It was kind of more in the realm of like the marketplace is more of a collectible situation where you're sort of selling a vinyl as if somebody can play it as many times as they want in their wallet, as opposed to like a streaming situation. And maybe part of the question was going to be was in the future, would, you know, artists who have submitted to the record store be able to be part of that streaming? And it sounds like the answer is eventually yes, with, you know, the SIP 60 metadata and everything. I mean, I guess you can talk about that if you'd like, but otherwise, I just wanted to say congrats and way to go, everybody.
Oh, no, thank you for that. One thing, a point of clarification, just so we know, is for us, for the distribution side, that DSP part of the equation, and that also, that marketplace that coincides with that, that actual product of a DSP, that is going to be open to where you don't have to mess with Noom. You just get to use it. It's like, here's the wrench. You want to distribute your music? Great. Here's your artist profile. You got your stuff. Walk through the process. Life is good. This particular product that we're launching today, to me, this, and Jimmy said, it's a white glove solution. This is, and the reason being is because, and Patrick, how dare you build something so flexible whenever you have too many options, people have paralysis and they don't know what the right thing to do is. This product today is a way for musicians to go, hey, I want to be Web3. How the heck do I do this right now? And what are the best options? Here's my thoughts. Here's what I would like to happen. Can you make that happen? And that's where Jimmy comes into play through utilizing Patrick's system to help create this. So the long and short of your answer to answer your question is, you know, yes, musicians will be able to distribute their music, because remember, a serialized release is different from a distribution of that same song to a streaming platform, right? It's two totally different products. So the same song can show up in both formats just fine, independent of each other.
Thank you for that.
Okay, let's go over to Crypto Mage. I think you were next. Crypto Mage, you're currently muted. There you go.
All right. Hey, just want to jump in here and say congrats to the team. And Maker, Noom, Six City, man. I've been following all of you guys for a while, and some amazing things been happening. The partnership is wild, the announcement, the tool. This is going to enable so many cool stuff in the future. So first things, just want to say congrats to all of y'all. My quick question that I have for you guys, as amazing as all of this is, say we get to a stage where you're at a place where the tools are in place and everything is ready to go off the rip, but a new guy pops in, or I tell someone about it, where do I send them? You know, so I was thinking, since the tools are in place, if there's any way, and this is my idea, there could be some easier way to do it, some form of short format content, like a series across the platforms and audio visual that's very simple for everyone to understand, for creators and users alike. You know, I think someone earlier, I think it's 442, says that we have to pretty much simplify these things as much as possible. So onboarding for both creators and users, because you want to make a dope ass album, but you still want people to come in and be able to access that with as much ease as possible and be able to purchase as easy as possible. So that's my question, because there are some really cool tools here. Just
tools are always going to have some rough edges. You know, we make it as easy as possible, but for this, we realize that a lot of musicians, Web3 is still brand new. And so that's really what Jimmy is serving in this role as, is he's kind of the bridge between the musician and bringing them into Web3. He's kind of, I don't want to say it because it's kind of a bad word, but I'm going to say it anyway. He's kind of the record label for people. You know, where you need some help, you go to a record label, they help you get out into the industry. Well, Web3 is trying to eliminate that record label, but he's kind of like a, like he said, a white glove record label, where he's just going to give you just what you need, just the nudges to help you do things kind of on your own.
He's a concierge.
Concierge.
Let's call him a mechanic, right? Because he's using the tools. You're driving, your car is what you got, man, right? So you're like, I can't change my oil. Jimmy, change my oil, please.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure if that was a very flattering description, but yeah, it's like
he's the auto mechanic for your, you know, supersonic airplane. How about that?
Yeah, I think he's a lot of things at once, and that's the cool part about it. And I'm with you on the tools. Like, obviously, you know, oh Jesus, I keep saying obviously today. I don't know why. That's one of these like non-American things. If you repeat a word every time, it's very important that we make it as accessible as possible, both for the customers basically, but also for onboarding artists. So we will, you know, improve the tools. We will automate more and more, and we will make sure that it's easy for everyone who wants to get on the store.
Okay, we're going to wrap up here soon. Let's give the last question to Nito.
Did you hear me clap?
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful.
Hey everyone, thank you for bringing me up, and congratulations all. This is really awesome. Long time coming, I think. It's going to be cool to see how the marketplace will look, how the UI will feel. And I'm really excited and lucky to be one of the first releasing a small alpha there. But yeah, it was some talk about wallets and UI and stuff, and I think it's really important to focus on that. And if you haven't reached out to some of the wallets we have to integrate MP3 or .wav files to make it more accessible pretty fast, because it's been lacking for so long, and it's not just the, I know Eternal has a play option, but it's so Yoroi. It's really old school. And the Giro, it's great, but it needs a little better UI, I think. Please reach out and focus on that.
Yeah, that's a very good call out. You know, we do have a lot of connections to the wallets. I know the Lace wallet is going to be coming out soon as well. So the fact that we have this music marketplace going live soon, I think this will push a lot of the wallets in the direction they need to go to make sure that they have a top tier experience. So we do have, I think we've got a video coming out. I want to shout that out. If you follow the Noom account on Twitter, we want to make sure that you guys all watch the announcement video. I think it's live already. I haven't checked.
It's been here on the in the Twitter space.
Perfect. Yeah, check it out. Yeah, check it out. It's pretty dope. Any final words from Jimmy or Patrick before we close out the space?
I have some. Don't call me a goddamn record label, Andrew. I will fight you.
I told you mechanic was better.
I don't know the mechanic was any better. Maybe I tried to make up for it with the supersonic airplane thing.
You pretty much just called me an asshole in front of like 150 people. I love it. Thank you.
No. I was trying to. Okay. I apologize. No,
it's
okay.
It's justified. I'm kind of an asshole. I love you guys, though.
Patrick, any thoughts? Final
words? I don't really have any final words. It was awesome. Very exciting. Let's go.
Okay. If you're not following any of the three partners involved in this, make sure you're following all the accounts. All the accounts should be attached to the space. And thank you all for joining. And let's do it.
Let's go.
Shout out to Andrew for hosting this space, everybody. Hearts for Andrew.
Lots of hearts.
Y'all, welcome to the new music on Cardano.